Barnhart, Berger, Beyer, Bonamici, Boone, Boquist, Bruin, Buckley, Burley, Butler, Cameron, Cannon, Clem, Cowan, Dallum, Dingfelder, Chris Edwards, David Edwards, Esquivel, Flores, Galizio, Gerard, Gelzer, Gilliam, Gilman, Gerard, Greenlick, Hannah, Holvey, Hunt, Jensen, Comp, Kotek, Krieger, Crummel, Lim, McPherson, Maurer, Minnis, Morgan, Nathanson, Nelson, Nolan, Olson, Reed, Richardson, Riley, Roblin, Rosenbaum, Schaffler, Scott, Shields, Greg Smith, Patty Smith, Thatcher, Tomei, Wisnet, Witt, Speaker Minute, or Mr. Speaker, excuse me, excused, Kotek, Mr. Speaker.
The flag salute will be led by Representative Boquist.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The opening ceremony will be a moment of silence, and please join me in thinking of Speaker Merkley, whose father passed away yesterday, as well as Representative Tina Kotek, whose mother passed away also yesterday, and we hold them both in our thoughts and prayers. The honorary pages today are courtesies. Representative Thatcher.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to introduce to you my intern. She comes in twice a week. Her name is Audrey Engel. And she graduated from homeschool last year, and she's currently helping her mom with her siblings, but she's very interested in politics, has even testified and attended a lot of the hearings that she has interest in. She enjoys writing and history, and she lives in West Salem. So welcome, Audrey.
Welcome to the Capitol. Further courtesies, Representative Boone.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Colleagues, I'd like you to give a warm welcome to the Capitol. Two constituents of mine who are here from Housing Authority Day, from the NIA-CASA program, Elaine DeMaul and Tom Bender from Tillamook County. Welcome.
Welcome to the Capitol. Further courtesies, Representative Cameron.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Today I'd like to introduce our honorary pages, Nathan and his sister. We have a brother and sister team, Amelia, and they are from actually right across the street from my district. They're in District 17, and we still have this argument because when you check in on the website here, they show up in my district, but if you go to the Secretary of State and you go to the Marion County elections, they're in Representative Gerard's district. So I want to welcome them today, and they are very helpful in our office and other offices around the Capitol, and they're getting an education today and helping us out as well. So welcome and thank you.
Welcome to you both. Thanks for your help today. Further courtesies, Representative Hunt.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. It's my pleasure to introduce and extend courtesies to the House to folks up in the side gallery upstairs who are from the Sabin-Schellenberg School, which is a key technical professional program as part of the North Clackamas School District. They're down visiting the Capitol today. Welcome.
Welcome to the Capitol. Further courtesies, messages from the governor. Messages from the Senate. First reading, memorials and resolutions.
HCR 3, declaring February 6, 2007, Ronald Reagan Day in Oregon. HJM 5, urging Congress to pass legislation to reauthorize and extend secure rural schools and community self-determination act of 2000. HJM 6, urging Congress to support establishment of Ice Age Floods National Geologic Trail. HCR 15, encouraging governor to designate state ambassadors. HGR 16 proposes an amendment to Oregon Constitution relating to religious organizations. HGR 17 proposes an amendment to Oregon Constitution relating to nonprofit corporations. HGR 18 proposes an amendment to Oregon Constitution relating to health care.
Measures read first time are passed to the Speaker's desk for referral. Standing committee reports. The committee report files dated February 1st, 2nd, 5th, and 6th have been distributed. Propositions and motions. Representative Hunt.
Madam Speaker, I move adoption of the proposed amendment to House Rule 8.20, subsection 8.
Representative Hunt moves adoption of the proposed amendment to House Rule 8.20, subsection 8, to your motion.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Colleagues, you'll recall that when we adopted our House rules, we all had the clear understanding that we were going to be focused on committee action during the months of January and February, and then begin much regular daily floor session starting in March. But I think we also all understood that as bills were reported out of committee during the months of January and February, that we would have the opportunity to actually bring those to the floor and move them. Your committees are all doing great work, reporting out lots of bills. There is a section in our rules, though, under 8.20 subsection D, that doesn't actually mention anything about March, but when you connect it up with other parts of the rules, it actually prohibits us from having any floor action for second or third reading on any bills prior to the early part of March. By adopting this rule, we'll just remove that one sentence, allowing bills to come to us for second reading and for third reading, and if this rule change is adopted, we will immediately start having second readings and start having third readings as soon as Thursday of this week. So this is really an efficiency measure. You all are doing such great work in committees. We want to keep those bills not bottled up waiting for March to begin, but to actually bring them to the floor and deal with them as they come out. So I'd encourage you to vote for adopting this rule change.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Representative Hunt, do you wish to close? He does not. Those who are of the opinion that the proposed amendment to House Rule 8.20, subsection 8, should be adopted will vote aye. Those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. Representative Flores, how do you vote? Representative Flores, how do you vote? She votes aye. All those present have voted. The motion to adopt the proposed amendment to House Rule 8.20, subsection 8, having received the required majority, is declared adopted. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 2537, related to public transportation employees. House Bill 2538, relating to landscape contractor continuing education and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2539 relating to state plumbing board. House Bill 2540 relating to rehabilitation of downtown structures. House Bill 2541 relating to business license tax imposed on license of real estate property. House Bill 2542 relating to criminal offender information checks. House Bill 2543 relating to leases of submersible lands. House Bill 2544 relating to home purchase assistance tax credits. House Bill 2545 relating to landlord-tenant relations. House Bill 2546 relating to landlord-tenant law. House Bill 2547 relating to disabled war veteran benefits. House Bill 2548 relating to reciprocating conveyors and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2549 relating to elections. House Bill 2550 relating to audits and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2551 relating to consolidated applications. House Bill 2552 relating to state medical assistance program and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2553 relating to child support. House Bill 2554 relating to disclosure of child welfare records. House Bill 2555 relating to multi-county search and rescue activities. House Bill 2556 relating to election campaign finance. House Bill 2557 relating to exemptions from prevailing wage rate laws. House Bill 2558 relating to punitive damages. House Bill 2559 relating to settlement of civil actions. House Bill 2560 relating to felony driving while under the influence of intoxicants. House Bill 2561 relating to penalties for driving while under the influence of intoxicants. House Bill 2562 relating to implied consent. House Bill 2563 relating to long-term care facility assessments, prescribing an effective date and providing for revenue raising that requires approval by a three-fifths majority. House Bill 2564 relating to measurement of water use and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2565 relating to minimum energy efficiency standards and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2566 relating to exempt use of groundwater and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2567 relating to tires with retractable studs. House Bill 2568 relating to motor vehicle event data recorders. House Bill 2569 relating to unauthorized trading and telephone records. House Bill 2570 relating to the use of fast-meal machines and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2571 relating to smoking. House Bill 2572 relating to Center for the Arts Property Money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2573 relating to agricultural labor that is not employed for purpose of unemployment insurance. House Bill 2574 relating to mentoring. House Bill 2576 relating to school districts declaring an emergency. House Bill 2577 relating to Oregon troops to teachers programs. House Bill 2578 relating to higher education faculty and property money. House Bill 2579 relating to State Board of Higher Education. House Bill 2580 relating to Western Oregon commissions and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2581 relating to citizen development charges. House Bill 2582 relating to Executive Director of Oregon Government Standards and Practices Commission. House Bill 2583 relating to indemnity. House Bill 2584 relating to education and declare an emergency. House Bill 2585 relating to education and declare an emergency. House Bill 2586 relating to education and declare an emergency. House Bill 2587 relating to education and declare an emergency. House Bill 2588 relating to education and declare an emergency. House Bill 2589 relating to lobbying. House Bill 2590 relating to drug policy coordinator. House Bill 2591 relating to motor vehicle insurance policies. House Bill 2592 relating to tax compliance corporate money and prescribing effective date. House Bill 2593 relating to public employee retirement. House Bill 2594 relating to government ethics. House Bill 2595 relating to government ethics, property money, and declare an emergency. House Bill 2596 relating to government ethics. House Bill 2597 relating to elections. House Bill 2598 relating to government ethics. House Bill 2599 relating to television advertising by Oregon State Lottery. House Bill 2600 relating to property use for the placement of manufactured dwellings. House Bill 2601 relating to financial assistance to manufactured structure owners, property money, and declare an emergency. House Bill 2602 relating to tax liability of landlords for manufactured dwellings sited on rental space. House Bill 2603 relating to the legislative website. House Bill 2604 relating to monetary obligations, judgments, and criminal actions. House Bill 2605 relating to elections. House Bill 2606 relating to education and declare an emergency. House Bill 2607 relating to political contributions, tax credits, and providing for revenue raising that requires approval by a three-fifths majority. House Bill 2608 relating to notice of local government decision-making. House Bill 2609 relating to authority of state mortuary and cemetery board. House Bill 2610 relating to crime. House Bill 2611 relating to qualifications for second term of historic property special assessments for residential property. House Bill 2612 relating to education and property money. House Bill 2613 relating to education property money and declare an emergency. House Bill 2614 relating to education property money and declare an emergency. House Bill 2615 relating to education. House Bill 2616 relating to voluntary service in Eastern Oregon by retired individuals. House Bill 2617 relating to food establishments. House Bill 2618 relating to apprenticeships. House Bill 2619 relating to public employment retirement. House Bill 2620 relating to inclusion of solar energy technology in public buildings. House Bill 2621 relating to telecommunications service. House Bill 2622 relating to Oregon Youth Authority. House Bill 2623 relating to public employee retirement. House Bill 2624 relating to authority of the city to request an emergency declaration. House Bill 2625 relating to lottery bonds for fuel cell systems, property money, and declare an emergency.
Bills read first time are passed to the Speaker's desk for referral. Representative Shields, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I respectfully request permission to return to the orders of courtesies.
Representative Shields, request permission to return to the order of courtesies without objection. Please proceed.
Colleagues, I'm delighted that Representative Joanne Bowman is back with us. She's doing some work for Oregon Action. And I request unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and former Representative Joanne Bowman be granted the privileges of the House and floor.
Representative Shields requests unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and former Representative Joanne Bowman be granted the privileges of the House and floor. Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Welcome back. Further courtesies? Representative Tomei.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, since we're returning to courtesies, I would like to extend courtesies to Kristen Kelly, who is my constituent, and she's a student at Sabin Schellenberg School in Media Communications. Her mother is also my constituent, who is also here, Deborah Barnes, who is on the Milwaukee City Council. So please extend courtesies to Kristen Kelly.
Courtesies are extended. Welcome. Further courtesies? Second reading of House bills.
House Bill 2027 relating to adult foster homes is declaring emergency. House Bill 2068 relating to invasive species counts. House Bill 2076 relating to landscaping. House Bill 2086 relating to municipal corporation audits. House Bill 2091 relating to fees collected by Secretary of State. House Bill 2111 relating to construction contractors. House Bill 2121 relating to rulemaking procedure. House Bill 2130 relating to criminal injuries compensation accounting, declaring emergency. House Bill 2139 relating to meditation. House Bill 2157 relating to emergency financial assistance. House Bill 2159 relating to veterans loans. House Bill 2162 relating to survivors of veterans. House Bill 2184 relating to unclassified services positions in the Department of Human Services. House Bill 2191 relating to overpayments of public assistance. House Bill 2192 relating to claims against the states and declaring emergency. House Bill 2208 relating to benefits for performing military service and declaring emergency. House Bill 2252 relating to criminal records checks and declaring emergency. House Bill 2266 relating to school bus endorsements. House Bill 2267 relating to instruction driver permit. House Bill 2274 relating to safety quarters and prescribing effective date. House Bill 2279 relating to transfer of funds from Administrative Services Economic Development Fund. House Bill 2292 relating to bodies promoting agricultural products. House Bill 2355 relating to Client Security Fund. House Bill 2356 relating to attorneys. House Bill 2358 relating to Oregon State Bar. House Bill 2364 relating to American Indian Tribal Governments. House Bill 2365 relating to tenancies and real property.
Bills read second time are passed to third reading. Consent calendar. Third reading of House bills. Final reading memorials and resolutions. Bills reports and other business lying on the table. First reading of Senate bills. Second reading of Senate bills. Third reading of Senate bills. Other business of the House. Other business of the Senate. Orders of the day have been completed. Announcements. Memorandum from Speaker Jeff Merkley. Effective immediately, I am making the following changes. Discharge Representative Patty Smith from the House Committee on Consumer Affairs. Appoint Representative Fred Gerard to the House Committee on Consumer Affairs. And that was effective on February 2nd, 2007. Further announcements. Representative Galizio.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I just wanted to briefly recognize two related successes in my district. Tiger, the city that I represent, was named one of the 100 best communities for young people by America's Promise, which began recognizing communities in the United States in 2005 at the behest of its founder, retired General Colin Powell. And the public-private partnership seeks to ensure that every child receives fundamental resources that are important. And one of my constituents, Alexander Karsh, who's a 15-year-old, ninth grader, goes to Tigard High School, submitted the following. He said, I think that Tigard, Oregon is a really good place for young people to grow up. It's eco-friendly, it feels very safe around here, and has a lot of opportunities for youth. Mr. Karsh goes on, a lot of groups give teens and preteens the chance to work with adults, either as their advisors or even when they report to the city council, which is really cool, because I feel that since we live here, we should have some say about what goes on in our community, and we do. So thank you, Alexander. And another success, certainly related, It's my pleasure to recognize Metzger Elementary School, which is in my district. Metzger was honored by Superintendent Castillo as one of the 15 public schools honored for strong academic achievement by low-income minority or special education students. So I wanted to send my congratulations to Principal Karen Twain, the parents, students, and staff of Metzger Elementary. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Congratulations. Further announcements, Representative Nelson.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Colleagues, 96 years ago today, Ronald Wilson Reagan was born in Tampico, Illinois. Even as a teenager, he put others above himself. He put his natural athleticism to work as a lifeguard and is credited with saving 77 people from drowning. After graduation from Eureka College, Reagan put his love of sports and his skill of communications to good use as a broadcaster for the Chicago Cubs baseball team. His ability to improvise over the radio led him into show business, where he became one of America's most popular actors. President Ronald Wilson Reagan was a man of a humble background who worked not only as an entertainer, but as a union leader, corporate spokesman, governor of California, and president of the United States, and also worked throughout his life serving freedom and advancing the public good. Ronald Reagan served with honor and distinction for two terms as the president of the United States of America. Was elected to his first term in 1980 by winning 489 of 538 electoral votes, and was elected to his second term in 1984 by winning 525 of 538 electoral votes. He was truly the president for us all. In 1981, when he was inaugurated president, he inherited a disillusioned nation, shackled by rampant inflation and high unemployment. And he worked in a bipartisan manner, like we are this session, to enact a bold agenda to restore accountability and common sense to government. And that led to an unprecedented economic expansion and opportunity for millions of Americans. His commitment to an active social policy agenda for the nation's children helped lower crime rates and drug use in our neighborhoods. Boy, do we need him again. Ronald Reagan's commitment to our armed forces contributed to the restoration of pride in America, its values, and the values cherished by the free world, and prepared America's armed forces to meet the 21st century challenges. Ronald Reagan had a vision for peace, which led to the end of the Cold War and the ultimate demise of the Soviet Union, guaranteeing basic human rights for millions of people. Is there anyone here who's never heard President Gorbachev tear down that wall? Not said exactly the way he said it, but so important to the freedom of this world. Today, on this February 6th, on his 96th birthday anniversary, let's remember the contributions of this great president.
Further announcements? Remonstrances? Adjournment. Representative Jensen, 10:45 a.m., Thursday, February 8th, 2007.
Madam Speaker, I move the House stand adjourned until 10:45 a.m. Thursday, February 8th, 2007.
Representative Jensen moves the House adjourn until 10:45 a.m. Thursday, February 8th, 2007. Without objection, the House is adjourned.